Paul James, I mean, of all the head-to-heads that you're going to take, that's got to be the big one. These guys are going to a cup final on Sunday. There's a little bit of you, perhaps, that says, could have been us.
It could have been, should have been, but it wasn't. So we didn't get the job done on the night. But, you know, I'm just really proud of the guys tonight. We came out here with a game plan. We frustrated Newcastle, especially in the first half, and kept them down to 34 points. And, you know, they're a team that score, you know, a bunch of points. And we always knew they were going to come back at us. We always knew that, you know, they were 0 for 10 from the three-point line initially in the first half. We always knew they were going to make some threes. Charles Smith came out in the second half and made a couple of big ones. And but we kept our nerve. And I thought, as a team, as a collective, as a unit, we just had a spectacular performance, and there's nothing more satisfying than that.
Do you think, I mean, they would have had half an eye probably on Sunday, and I know that Fab, had they established a bit of a run early in that first quarter, probably would have rotated the bench a little bit more, but as it is, they had to sweat those starters tonight.
I don't think they had any eyes on the cup final whatsoever, not the way they came out and played and how physical it was and how passionate both teams were, you know, players squaring up to each other. I don't think they weren't thinking about Sunday whatsoever, so anybody who thinks that, they can think again. There were two fiercely competitive teams out here tonight, you know, who wanted to win a game of basketball, and it's a great spectacle for the BBL.
And amazing, you know, the fact even with Alex Awumi fouling out, he managed to keep that composure on the court. Just a phenomenal performance.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. You know, Chavis Holmes leading from the front, you know, and he's got to be the coolest guy in the building next to me. And he, the ball in his hands is controlled, and you just know, you know, he makes you feel reassured. He makes the players feel reassured, and you know, he led us to what was a fantastic victory.
And what will this do for the team? This must just give an injection of confidence going into the remainder of the season now.
But it just shows that, you know, when we put our minds to it, we can beat anybody. You know, we've beaten Newcastle twice, we've beaten Leicester, who are up there challenging as well. You know, and where we fall down, where Newcastle don't, is that when they beat teams who are in the lower part of the table, and we've slipped up against Glasgow, and we've slipped up against Manchester early in the year, and that's just down to mental attitude. And I think we're growing as a team in that respect. I think the addition of Paul Guade is unbelievable to our team, and you know, I just like what we've got right now. And when we get our big guy in next week, we're going to be very, very serious.
Can you tell us a little bit about the big guys coming next week, or is it all embargoed for the moment?
Let's wait until he lands on British shores first, and then we can talk about him. But I think he's going to be a really good addition to the team as well.
Congratulations, Paul. It's been an amazing night.
Cheers. Thank you very much.